traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Club's empty. Everyone's gone. Everyone like in our section's gone. At the top section. 4:30 a.m. Everyone's gone. I'm like, all right, shit. Like, God, you put me through a test right now. No problem. No fucking problem. So drunk Logan Paul goes stumbling down the stairs with a pulled hamstring. I'm like limping across the chaos, the Palms Hotel. And I see a security guard. I'm like, security, sir, mister, could you tell me to find a taxi? I just don't know if the future, if the way future version of myself and like my wife will look back on this episode and be like, why?
Yeah, that is true. Cause you've never said anything like that before.
should I just tell the story?
I don't know, dude.
Bro, you're my fucking guidance counselor.
Yeah, fucking tell the story, bro. The only thing we're ever going to get anywhere with this fucking show is with shock value.
Shock value. Let's do it. Welcome back to Impulse, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. We're back. Woo! After a long hiatus, Jake Paul's wedding. I went to Ibiza.
What is this?
What?
What is this place?
Oh, it's a podcast we do. It's the number one. It's called Impulsive, number one podcast in the world. You're Mike.
Are you sure?
You're Mike. Okay. That's Spencer.
We haven't done this. He doesn't even live here.
Let's open with that. We'll get to the juicy stories later.
He doesn't even go to this school. Doing it.
Yo, I get back from Ibiza and Mike's like, by the way, Spencer's gone.
Gone.
Do you want to explain, bro?
Yeah.
We've purposely not talked about it. So you haven't hit me up. I haven't hit you up. Like, you just are gone?
Dude, yeah. I just felt like, you know, you guys have such a huge team. Like, this is a compound right now. I don't even know if I could legally say how many people are living here.
A commune.
But, yeah. You know, we talked before, and to me, I'm big on not, like, mooching, you know, not extending past my stay. And, like, ever since I moved in, we all talked about it. It was a transition period. Yeah. It was a time where I was going to come in, help. Yeah. But I never intended to use this for my own personal gain, if that makes sense.
One of the many reasons I love you, and I think it was like a month ago when you asked to be taken off payroll, you actually stopped eating Chef Katie's food.
I tried, dude.
Which I found crazy interesting.
It was a mess.
Like, nuts.
What a noble guy.
It was a mess, though.
What? Just
being in a chef's kitchen trying to cook.
She's possessive.
It doesn't work like
that. Nah, I got it. So where do you live now, bro?
Like, Santa Monica.
With your girlfriend?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
It's big, dude. I've never lived with a girlfriend, so.
Can I ask you how it feels now that your life is over?
Dude, I feel like it's just beginning, man.
It really is.
For sure.
It really is.
For sure.
That's awesome. I was going to say something. When are you going to make your Why I Left the Maverick House video?
Well, I still haven't gotten hit up by Bright or White yet, so.
Bro,
it's coming. No, you got to make the video first.
Wait for that.
You're either going to get the teeth whitening first or the laser hair removal with the like $5 little plastic machine.
Yeah, I'm going to sit that play out, I think.
You say that now, bro. Wait till they start sending you money.
That's true.
That's a thing. We also do have, we have so much to talk about and debrief. As you guys know, I was in Ibiza, which by the way, they call it Ibiza and the Brits call it Ibiza. They just drop the I.
It's not Ibiza?
No, so that's what I thought. I called it Ibiza, but everyone there is like, welcome to Ibiza. And here's me like,
Australian?
I'm going to acknowledge the English alphabet. Like that's a fucking Z, Ibiza. Mm-hmm. So I went there. If you want to live a long, fulfilling, plentiful life, never go to Ibiza. That place is fucking insane. It's the party capital of the world, they call it.
Really?
Yeah, and I can assure you, I have never, ever partied that hard in my life. I brought some pictures here. You guys may have seen this, but I'm sure also quickly, you guys know I pulled my hamstring.
This is crazy.
So this happened at the Challenger Games. And so I went to Ibiza with this and, you know, I went to the doctor in London. She's like, you don't go. Don't go to Ibiza. It's dumb. I said, I didn't really believe her. Turns out she's a doctor. So she was right.
Yeah.
And now what did that? What made your leg look like a plum? Was it the altitude?
Did you see the doctor video on YouTube that like explained your injury?
I did, and he was actually pretty sharp with it.
That was good.
He was until, and I hate when people don't do their research, until he's like, there was no moment of tear in the race. And like clearly in my video, I said I had torn it
prior,
right, 60 seconds before the race started. And so when people don't do their research, they sort of lose credibility for me, especially when it's like literally all you had to do is watch a 7-minute recap video that I did. Mm-hmm. But I went to sports rehab today, and here's what happened. Pulled the hamstring, immediately went on a flight. The altitude and pressure situation caused two hematomas. Mm-hmm. And I've had hematomas before. They're bad, but they look much worse than they are. So it basically, the giant blood clots in your leg, which happened at the top of my thigh on the back and the bottom. And then with swelling, as I'm sure you know, it goes down, especially with your leg if you're standing up all the time. But
it's
a tough spot to recover because you can't always elevate it unless you're like seated. And icing, it's tough, especially when you're drunk in Ibiza.
So you tore it? What's the situation here?
It's I mean, bro, you're asking all these questions. I don't know.
Looks
dude.
Like you took an IED to the leg, dude. When I first saw that, I said, "Wow, this kid's in bad shape right now."
And I was, but not bad enough where I couldn't have a little fun in a pizza with Steve Aoki. Yeah. So, bro, like, this is Jake. And I just diving and
you jump into a crowd to jump.
Like, yeah,
it's just all the things you should.
It's
do
really just the first thing that jumped out at me. Speaking of jumping, was it's crazy to see what Jake decided to do on his honeymoon. That's like, it just seems like such a weird honeymoon to me. Like no wife.
Well, Tana's somewhere in the crowd. You can't see her. Well,
oh,
that's pixelated. You can't see it. But she's,
oh, shit.
Does anyone know what the dumbest part about this is besides jumping into a crowd with a grade two? You said it right there. No fucking shoes.
Where are your shoes?
Bro.
Did you step on something?
I mean, thank God I didn't. No shoes? What am I, some kind of stupid asshole? Dog, if there's a piece of broken glass or like a needle on the ground in the middle of this random club in Ibiza.
Miscellaneous fluids.
Done, bro. Mm-hmm. And I realized that when I was jumping, but we know when you're drunk, you don't think about these things. When you do, you don't care about these things.
Kid.
And by the way, we did this stage dive, I think 4 or 5 times. Jake would not stop. And eventually he was just crushing people. Like a 200-pound controversial YouTuber just flying in and jumping on top of you. But lucky for me, I did. There was a point where I found some tape.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I was able to
stabilize
my hamstring.
That's good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So
that's insane, dude. So you don't have to get that amputated, do you?
I don't know. I don't think so. I hope not, because
kind of need it for the fight.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I mean,
I don't know if we could say this.
I don't know if we could just say it. Just yet.
Well, can you say anything? I don't even remember where we stood on that. Like, you're allowed to say anything?
Look, I don't know, but let's just say the future is. Is looking bright.
Like it's locked in. And the future's locked in.
The near future is
real.
Is looking bright.
Like nearer than previous nears?
I mean, it's nearer than a nearest.
It's as near as the near was believed to
be. Like, are we talking as near as T Garden B or like
yes? Yes.
Jeez, dude, that's
but in both timing and proximity to the current location.
That's pretty close.
Do y'all feel rusty? Because we haven't been here for 2.5 weeks.
Dog shit, dude.
Well, that's a different story. Can we talk about that?
It's both, though. It's a mix, dude. Fuck you, Chili's.
So here's what happened.
We went to Chili's.
We went to Chili's last night. Mike and I hung out with these girls. We went to Chili's last night, just a casual dinner, late dinner. And we ordered some drinks. And by the way, yesterday was supposed to be my last, or the day before was supposed to be my last night drinking. Mike peer pressure me. Horrible influence, by the way. Explain. Please leave your comments below.
Shut the fuck up. Let me explain quickly. Haven't seen the kid in like, what is it, 3 weeks? And then as soon as he comes back, the first day he's back, he says, hey, just letting you know I'm done for 3 months. And I say to myself, don't do this to me. Not like this. At least give me one last night, one last hurrah. Because I know that as soon as we do it, then it's off to the races. And he's in the training mode to beat the shit out of the fat dude. Like all of it straight into the real deal, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, man, I'm done. And partying in Ibiza. And of course, I just put a big ass margarita right in front of his face, straw right here. Because I knew it was the last one. And by the way, maybe you share the news.
What news about the?
How long is it going to be till you drink again?
Oh, I mean, I'm done now.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, no, what? You're lying. You're lying.
3 months, baby, starting today.
You're fucking lying. Dead serious. I don't believe you for a second.
Dead serious. Dead serious.
Good wow. stuff.
Hey.
Me and you, wait. Me and Logan will share my first drink back after he whoops the living shit out of KSI on date TBD.
Yeah.
Well, it's already right. deed, but
shake my hand, bro.
Fuck.
Oh, hey, you see this
hurts.
Yo,
this hurts bad. But
hey, if
I'm sure my mom is so happy right now.
There
dude.
We go. If you're watching this, why don't you join us? If you're feeling yourself going a little too crazy lately, I know it's the summer.
Yeah,
take 3 months off with us.
Well, dude, it'll
be healthy.
The
summer
is almost over. Okay,
yeah,
I stepped on a scale last night. It's bad.
Uh-oh.
It's bad. I hover.
Do you want to talk about it?
Of course.
Yeah.
What's the set rep? Around 209 normally. That's my normal hovering weight. It's pretty leaned out, feeling good, feeling light, feeling good. Went to New York, hung out in the Hamptons, met some new porn stars in New York, by the way. That was great. Ate way too much food. And then Chef Katie was gone when I got back, so I went on a cheeseburger binge. I found out, wow, I really still do love cheeseburgers, even though I'm not fat.
You've tweeted about it.
225 pounds.
Whoa.
I picked up 17 pounds of ground beef weight.
I seen it.
Damn, you just have a cow in your stomach.
It's living in my stomach.
It's a calf. It's not yet developed. Yeah. It's just a baby cow.
And so I said to myself, something must be done, dude. And I'm also just fucking tired of being hungover, dude. Like I want to feel good, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Dill Pickle?
So that's what happened. That's what happened today. Mike was not feeling so hot, and neither was I, which is odd because we only had a couple drinks at Chili's. Like, we didn't go ham and cheese. We had 4 or 5 shots of tequila, maybe total.
Those were doubles, by the way. I meant to.
I see what's happening.
They said single or double. I said double.
I knew they felt like more, but regardless, like still, when I was in Ibiza and like you use me as like a really shitty example and don't be like me at all. When I was in Ibiza, dog, we'd drink between 30 and 40 shots minimum of tequila every night. Like we had been so accustomed to just like pushing ourselves to the limit. So when I got back, this was no problem, except. All of a sudden, after these drinks, we were plastered.
Plastered.
We were hammered.
Couldn't even close the deal with the girls because we were so fucking wrecked.
No, we were just like, I was like paralyzed on the couch and I didn't understand. I couldn't like speak English anymore. And we think like, and I hate to say this, Chili's fucking drugged us. Chili's drugged us.
We got roofied at Chili's last night because there's no way. I mean, think about me. I have an immunity to alcohol at this point. And me and Logan got in a fight. Over nothing, which happens sometimes. But this was a brawl. We almost fought in Chili's. Dude, it was bad, bro.
What sparked this?
Fucking sweatshirt backpacks. I know. It would take a second to fill you in. But there's a company
backpacks that
creates sweatshirt backpacks. They're doing a great job. Multi-million-dollar company. Someone said the guy who invented them was a visionary. And it turned into an argument between me and Logan somehow. We almost went fisticuffs.
I was like, oh, how is he a visionary? Like, politely, just explain, because he invented sweatshirt backpacks. And by the way, the answer was great.
Pretty incredible.
But I'm not just going to give it to you. Like, don't just use the word visionary if you're not a visionary.
And then my girl started arguing with Logan, so I had to jump in.
Well, she said some dumb shit. She's like, well, it's about who you know. I'm like, yo, lady, we're talking up here right now. And just like, please let me have this conversation. Yeah, yeah. And so Mike's like, that's my girl.
No, not like that, but kind of.
Yeah. All right, so a new chapter has turned. Big things, man. Everybody on Impulsive on a different...
Well, yeah.
Trajectory right now.
It's yes, but it's like we're at the cusp, dude. So it's hard to, we can envision it and pretend like, things are going to be great, and I'm sure they are.
They're going to be incredible. But yeah. Also, this is kind of secondary to the larger news for me personally. I'll hit it quick. I made some noise about it. I got off antidepressants after 6 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of taking antidepressants.
Thank congratulations.
You. Effexor. I'm about a week and a half off now. I'm still feeling a little rusty.
I saw one of the side effects to that was sweating. Did you see that too?
Taking it.
Yeah.
Yes. So weird. I didn't know that.
Like, I saw your fan wasn't working before the show. I don't know if you need it anymore.
I don't think I'm going to because I guess when you take Effexor, you sweat a lot. But some of the withdrawal factors include brain zaps, nightmares. I've been going through it, guys. But I do want to address this because I talked to people on my way out, away from them, and they told me to keep adding value in this department. I just want to keep reminding you guys that things will get better. They do. I didn't know if they were ever going to for me, and they did. And so now I'm trying to get things right without the assistance of a
What was the immediate shift? Like when you, like day of when you stopped taking them, were you going through some crazy stuff?
They have a half-life. Okay. They have a half-life. So for like 3 days after I stopped taking, because I weaned off. By the way, please do not stop taking your meds because I stopped taking my meds. Please do not do that. I was weaned off by a doctor with the assistance of a doctor from a dose to a dose to a dose to a dose. And then I stopped taking them, and they had a 3 day half life. So about 3 days after, that's when I started going through some shit.
Well, can I say what one of them was like loosely?
You have to really tap.
It's way loose. Mike had a wet dream and came in his hand. You might not know this.
Yeah.
And as
do you know this?
No.
As an effect, we'll tell you the full fledged like what the dream was.
Could never tell you this. We couldn't even get into 1% of it. It is so bad.
Does it involve the anime stuff that you?
Imagine that, but like 100,000 times worse.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And by the way, this was not me. This was
how
me in a dream world. But yeah, I woke up and mind you, told the dream doctor I haven't had a dream in 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Literally it's day three after I stopped taking them. I woke up and immediately it was like, get that hand in there. Huge nut, dude. Right on my fucking hand, dude.
Wow.
Just a wet old nut, dude.
That's
and then
awesome.
I woke up and I was like, bah,
that's awesome.
This is fucking weird. And then I went in the bathroom and oddly enough, dude, heard Maverick, which was even weird.
You heard Maverick?
It's been a little
weird.
Whoa. It's been weird.
Did he come back or was it imaginary?
I think it was just him just saying, what's up, man? You fucking killed me, you asshole. He's pissed, bro.
He's mad. That's incredible what the human brain is it when it's suppressed,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
What actually is it's meant to do? It's fascinating.
Well, you guys know what SSRIs and SSNIs do, right?
No.
So an SSRI is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And so what it does is it means it floods your brain with serotonin and it doesn't allow the neural pathways in your brain to reuptake the serotonin. So basically your brain's just fucking drowning in serotonin or norepinephrine for the entirety of the time that you're on these pills.
Oh my God.
And so what happens is technically when you stop taking them, the brain starts to soak that either norepinephrine or serotonin back up and
Regulates.
Yeah. And so your brain starts to recreate those pathways. And so that's where all that shit comes from. Those nightmares, like all that stuff. But after about a week, I'm starting to stabilize. I feel good. I don't have any of that shit happening anymore. So that's good news. So it's good.
Beautiful.
Congrats, man.
Thank you, bro.
And you explained to me yesterday that it's a big thing to come off your antidepressants. And I want to tell you, I'm here for you, bro.
Sending
strength and love your way. If you need anything, I'm down the hall. I know that night with a wet dream, you called on our German friend, David, to come help you.
Such a weird time to call him poor David. Hey man, do you think you can get me a napkin? Just talk to me for a minute.
Were you out of toilet paper?
Nah, I ran in the bathroom, but also I did text him first. It was like 4 a.m. here time, probably 10 a.m. his time in Ibiza.
Ibiza.
And I was like, yo, you up? And he responded 12 hours later, no.
I don't even remember going to Ibiza. But yo, we got some sponsors, which I want to read here shortly, then dive into the super juicy stuff. But real quick, you said you heard Maverick squawking. We're talking about toilet paper. And, I came home and Ginger's wearing a diaper. Ginger, our giant Tibetan massive dog. Do you know this?
I saw it, but I have not seen it in person yet.
Bro, it's hilarious. So dogs, we've said it on this podcast, female dogs, if you don't get them fixed, have periods eventually. And it happened. God, it happened while I was away. Ginger had her first period. So we got her these diaper tampons. And if you've ever gone through this, please comment below any advice because we're having a major problem with taking the diaper off when she has to go to the bathroom. She's been shitting herself, dude. She's been soiling her oats.
Of course.
In the diaper, bro.
That's not the right
word. She's been soiling her diaper in her diaper.
Damn,
dude. It's disgusting, bro. And the problem is if you take it off and she walks around the house, not to get crazy graphic, but there's like really little inconvenient blood droplets trailing throughout the house.
They've been everywhere. Man.
And they're the hardest to clean up because, you know, you spray wipe. There's a breadcrumb trail of little blood droplets.
Shout out maids.
But yesterday was Sunday, and here I am just wandering around the house by myself cleaning up Ginger's soiled diaper and blood patterns. Like it's tough.
Is it too late to get her, you know, fixed?
It's not. After she's done with her, but I don't know if I want to.
I think you have to.
Okay. Because if we breed her with a purebred Tibetan Mastiff, she's got six puppies, bro. And we sell them for $5,000 each. We could probably sell them for more because they're our dogs. Like $10,000 each, bro. That's $60,000 in a day. You know how easy it'd be to get rid of those puppies?
That's like a
send
month.
Send them to the nice, loving home, loving homes.
That's like a month of groceries for you. Like that means that $60,000 is meaningless. Yeah, it's what I make.
And how much are the diapers going to cost, bro?
How much are the diapers?
No, it's not even that. It's more so like the
$10,000 you said.
$10,000.
It's more the quality of her life.
Oh my god.
It's more the quality of her life. She's gonna have a shit life because she's gonna be attacking every. You know, unfixed dogs or taken off dogs.
Bro, that's not true.
They kill everyone. That's not true. Murder and kill.
Broly is a sweetheart. Broly's balls also
dropped.
Conveniently, coincidentally, dropped while I was away. Like, congratulations, Broly. You're a man now.
That's a man.
And so I'm hoping maybe my husky Broly will mate with my Tibetan Mastiff Ginger, and they'll come out with some sort of hybrid dog that's super rare.
Interesting.
Sounds like another one of your pipe dreams.
Yeah, you said we were gonna transition to sponsors.
What happened?
Is it like doggy diapers? Like, are we covering that $10,000 fee?
Not
like,
what's good?
Holy
not
quite. Shit!
Yeah, check
what are
me
you
out,
doing,
bro. Well, I'm doing something I should have done a long time ago.
Are you kidding me?
It's the summertime. We all love a good pair of shades. These are Jade Black. We've actually done these before, guys. Jade Black was started out of frustration of being unable to find any high quality fashionable frames at affordable prices. Most good polarized pairs cost over $150. And they set out to change that with Jade Black. They're made of Italian cellulose acetate, which, of course, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Using all high-end eyewear like Ray-Ban, Tom Ford, Gucci, etc. They just dropped their new metal collection, which I'm wearing here. As you can see, I'm looking pretty freaking fine as usual. I wish I had these in Ibiza. They're the perfect addition to your wardrobe this summer. We all know that. They're polarized, and they cost less with a code, which we have. So go to jblack.co, use code impulsive-10. Don't forget the dash, impulsive-10 for 10% off. And free shipping in the U.S. on all orders and discounted shipping on all international orders.
Shout out Jade Black.
Metal frame collection.
I instantly feel way better.
You look great.
Yeah, yeah.
Phenomenal. Oh, snap! Yo, we got two sponsors! Fuck!
Are you out of your mind?
Nah, you back to backing them?
I mean, I think that's how they do in the podcast.
Oh, is that
world.
How it works? Can we flash it down?
Brad's giving me thumbs up. So yeah. they're back to back.
Okay.
We've also had these as a sponsor before. Raycon E50s.
Great,
we've been here before.
Yep.
Everyone needs a good pair of wireless earbuds. In Ibiza, I was running around. Wireless earbuds. Everyone needs a good pair. They started about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound just as amazing. As you guys know, they were co-founded by Ray J, who we've had on this podcast, and celebrities are already obsessed. They've changed the game. They're comfortable. They're easy to take anywhere. They're stylish, discreet. No wires are stemming from them. I've actually used these in a YouTube video. I was wearing them in a YouTube video. It actually never got published because it was kind of controversial. Do you remember that one? I use these for those. That was how I like kept the secret
because
you couldn't see it. And like I was reciting a script.
Yeah, yeah. It was the sleek design.
Yeah, exactly. There's also a fun range of colors. There's white. There's black. There's this sort of like navy blue. Yeah, I'm colorblind, so maybe help.
Navy blue.
Mm-hmm. Navy.
Or it's like a royal. Yeah.
Go to buyraycon.com/Logan to get 15% off your order. We're going to do it for you guys. Buyraycon.com/Logan for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now's the time to get this amazing deal. Raycon, shout out. Shout out Ray J also. Hope you're doing well. Hope the family's thriving.
Damn, you are rich. Rich in sponsorship.
I
wow.
mean, bro, the you abundance. Know, 100 plus episodes in, I think it's about time we start moving some product, bro.
True.
All right.
Can I make one quick note?
Sure.
On remember, you may not remember this because I barely do, but we called in backup after those first two girls left last night. And so I, holy shit, our producer just
Dylan,
fell off
are
a chair.
You okay?
He fell
Dylan,
off his fucking chair, dude.
It's fine.
Okay. So, were you that blown back by we called in backup? So we called in backup. We called in two of our, some other beautiful lady friends of ours. And I was just hanging on for dear life and they missed their Uber. Well, I called an
I was incapacitated, bro. I was like already passed out. I was just like do what you can, Mike. And yeah, they missed it, right?
They missed their Uber. And so I woke up this morning to text videos that were like, hey, we're outside. Like, is Uber coming? And I never even told them, like, yo, you missed the Uber because I had already passed out at that point. I just got an email just now while we sit on the show. Both of them each paid me $2.50 to pay for the, missed Uber.
Wow, because the fee was $5.
$5.
I told them, I said, y'all owe Mike $5.
And they
the
paid it. And one of them, the memo on it is one of them, the memo is missed connections.
Wow, that is hilarious. Shout out.
I almost want to say their names because they're so sweet.
I was going to say, that's a classy.
I love these.
Chip
two,
Lady
dude.
And Cass, we'll say.
Chip Lady
thank you guys.
And Cass, Dorito Head. Nice job.
That's great.
All right.
Good stuff.
I got to pee bad.
You could go.
Should I?
I mean,
where are we going next?
I think we should talk about that incident we had outside of Chaos after Jake's wedding.
Oh yeah, I'll stay for a while. All right. I'll find a better time.
I don't know if you know about this. I think you do.
Probably not.
All right. We had an incident.
I do know about this.
Are you doing more of the night, or are you just going straight to this? Because obviously there's a lot to unpack.
Let's just go piece by piece. Okay. And just like hopefully it can arrange itself.
You don't want to start like with the wedding at all? Because we haven't talked about any of this.
Fine, fuck, whatever.
It would make sense to chronologically. Right?
We go to the wedding. There was a fight. Some dude threw a drink on Tana right when they did the vows. And our priest Armani beat the shit out of him. I've never seen that happen before.
Yeah.
A lot of uppercuts.
Crazy.
It was the classic uppercut, like hold and uppercut, bang, bang, bang.
Crazy.
That was crazy. And then I just remember just drinking a lot. Is there anything specific you want to hit?
On the wedding? No, I mean, it was good. By the way, we had a great show. A great show.
One of the best episodes ever.
The feedback
ever.
We got was that it was one of the favorite episodes.
It was, absolutely.
And it was a struggle. It was 942 degrees during the entire filming.
Yeah.
We had tuxedos on with bow ties.
I felt like college game day.
For real.
Literally. Which we should probably do.
We couldn't hear ourselves. We didn't have headphones. And like a lot of people, King Batch, I think, was completely annihilated when he kept coming back. I threw a drink glass at a girl and then hired her to be my assistant.
That was weird. There was one part of the episode where Mike was looking past the camera, asking this girl on a date and like, yo, let's get a drink. They went on a date and Mike hired her as his assistant now.
I just hung it. Yeah, she's coming today. You'll meet her. I went on a date with her and I said, wow, she's beautiful. She would make a great assistant. I don't know how that happened, but now I have an assistant, full-time assistant.
Who's gorgeous, I mean, like, how often is she going to be here? I'm just curious.
All the time.
All the time, huh?
Yeah, the freaking time.
No, keep her away.
And while we're talking
for her
about
safety.
And I can't hit on her, obviously, because she's my assistant. So you can't cross that boundary. While we're on talking about episodes, should we address Greer?
Dr. Greer.
Should we just address it lightly?
You caught some
By the way, hold on. Okay. I caught the most, but we all took a little bit of heat on that one. You took the least, of course.
If we're talking about the UFO alien episode, if y'all saw it, which my concern with even addressing it is, which
feed
we're going
the fire.
No, it's just that I feel like the people who left like the interrupting comments and like kind of like dogged on us a little bit are the like severe alien enthusiasts.
Yeah.
And they only watch that episode. And the people who are watching this one aren't even relatively close to that audience. But like, go ahead.
No. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head. I think we watched it back and
we always are open for feedback, but this was an episode where I was slightly turned off to the intense amount of negative comments, only because you got to understand, guys, when we are sitting in this room with our guests, there's like an energy they give off and we really listen to the things they say. And if they're saying things that make sense, I'm on board, continue, carry on. If not, it's our job to put them on a pedestal where the things they're saying are comprehensible. And some of the things that Alien Man was saying, and he showed me a picture of lights and called it an alien, I was a little skeptical. Like, there is a point where you've lost me. Even when he first comes in the room, there's hesitancy. Now, mind you, I believe in aliens. I'm just skeptical about things I hear. And if I feel that way, I tend to deflect with comedy. The big comment was the interruption thing.
And so we did, to that point, we did enter the episode with this very jovial spirit, at least you and I did, where I said, listen, like, we're having, like, not a kook, but we're having a guy on that is going to talk to us about seeing alien crafts and all this stuff. And by the way, I'm not saying I don't believe it either, but it's, we approached it, I approached it a little bit more
jokingly.
Lots
of salt, grains of salt, lots of them.
But what I will say is, on the interrupting, I watched it back. This guy was just going on uninterrupted for minutes at a time. We were just sitting there. And I said in the comments as well, and on my Twitter, I said, when he started to go ham on regulatory reform, I said, if you want to watch a 60-minute or 90-minute uninterrupted regulatory reform episode, they got that shit on C-SPAN all day. Mm. You could tune in and watch people just stand at the mic and be like, code AACP 44 states that in the state of Arizona, like, that is not this show, and I don't think it ever will be. Yeah, I just don't think it ever will be.
I think it was cool because we introduced, like, he hasn't really done too many big podcasts from what I've seen.
Right.
So I think people came to this wanting to hear the typical podcast and didn't get that experience like you were talking about. So they were expecting, like, yo, I want to hear everything this guy has to say. So
he even said on his Twitter, like, as like a final note from me on it, he even said on his Twitter, you get to see a side of me that you normally wouldn't see.
Correct.
Which is exactly what I said. I said, one of the biggest things we do is we take people out of their comfort zones and we show a cool side of them that you normally wouldn't see. And so,
that's what I'm saying. I like that we humanized him a bit and joked with him and treated him like a human rather than, I mean, this isn't your typical podcast. And by the way, I really like the guy. And I think I'm going to, if I'm invited, go on one of his trips that he's talking about.
For sure.
Where it takes people to I don't even know, they like meditate and summon aliens. Like I want to go. Mm-hmm. Dr. Greer, take me. Because I'm a arms wide open type of person when it comes to alien UFO spacecraft. But anyways, back to
finally, I am sorry. I am sorry to anyone. I do want to apologize, literally, to anyone who tuned in to see a extended cut of Dr. Greer. I'm sorry if we didn't.
I'm not at all. Suck my dick. I don't give a fuck. Like welcome to Impulsive.
Facts.
But good for you for being an empathetic young man.
I try my best.
It's nice of both of you.
All right, so back to the wedding. Mike hired a hot assistant he discovered at Jake's wedding. That's great. Okay, can we go to the after party now?
Yeah.
Okay.
The after, not Sugar Factory, Chaos, right?
Yeah, so there's this club called Chaos. They hooked us up.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
I did lose a lot of money, right?
Oh,
how much money did I lose?
So you lost $6,500 in literally 30 seconds. Yeah. I lost, I think, $3,000.
All of us.
We were literally well over $10,000. Everybody.
Oh,
in
Danny,
this room,
you lost two. Collectively, Danny, we probably lost.
I lost $200.
Look at Danny's face. She rarely will spend money on a cheeseburger because she'd rather save it. She lost like $200. Everybody in this room got flamed by the fucking casino.
And by the way, like, take my advice. That's probably the last time I'm gambling.
He said that. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
that's probably, I probably won't gamble again.
Here's my take on it. You got to sense the vibes, right?
Yeah.
And when I go in with $100 and if I double that or if I make some money, I'll keep going. But if I lose that, that's like the sign from the universe being like, chill out, bro.
Also,
it's not your night.
We were rushing. Which I don't like to do when I'm gambling. Like, agreed. I want to really, like you said, vibes, energy, like lock in.
Yeah.
I was hammered. I was like, I'll take $6,000 out of my bank account. I put it on black, like just lost everything.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. The night that you won, how much did you win? That like 10K, right? You put 10K on black?
Yeah.
Remember like back in the
day? Yeah, yeah. I think I'll put $5,000.
We were manifesting that for a long time and we found like a private room.
Yeah.
Like it was
good vibes.
It was well done.
There was none of that here. So
no.
Take our advice, don't gamble.
It's like a bunch of sweaty people and they were all like crowding.
One of them was barking. Really?
Don't remember that?
Might have been me, dog.
Oh, could have been.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
So, okay, then we go to this club called Chaos. I'm sure you've heard about it. It's like the brand new hot club in Las Vegas.
At the Palms.
It is fucking awesome.
Amazing.
It is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Dead Mouse was playing, which was a treat.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And they treated us really well. Shout out Chaos.
What's the dude's name? Sin City Veteran.
Sin City Veteran. Yeah, that's
on
right.
Instagram took great care of us.
Yeah, that's right. So,
You make the decision here, dude. You can go any way you want. It's like a choose your adventure book from fucking grade school. Remember where you could say, I want to go this way or that way, and the story would unfold likewise?
Like the pop-up books? Like
no,
the
ones no. It's called choose your own adventure.
Right, here
you
we get go.
To, and it's like, if you yeah, want like
the,
to live.
You flip the page and the thing
that's
pops
a,
up.
Nah, you're wrong.
No, that's a different type of book. That's
go
a pop-up
ahead,
book.
It's a pop-up.
I'm sorry.
I also want to apologize. My head is spinning. When we have a lot to talk about, like we're a fucking ADHD podcast. We're all over. So like if you've put up with it thus far, you've come to the best part. Fuck, there's a few of these stories actually. I'll do one.
Yep.
All right. Spencer's preparing.
You look like you're drinking white wine vinegar.
Yo, I'm always so tentative to exploit my life, especially like sexually, because like I'm worried my future wife is gonna watch this episode or like my kids and be like, yo, dad, what's your problem?
That was impressive.
You drank so much water.
That was impressive.
All right.
I'm in.
I'm gonna keep this PC sort of. All right.
PG?
PC. I was PC.
Like personal computer?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, like, isn't that what PC?
Hey, politically correct. You got
go
it.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Fucking send it, bro.
All right. I was talking to this girl. She's like kind of like my Vegas girl. And we were hanging out the whole night. She was my date.
This girl's hot, by the way.
She's beautiful. And we ended up hooking up in the bathroom of Chaos.
Classy.
Which you know, if you're like a club person or just like a party person, we've all hooked up,
dude,
in bathrooms.
Are you serious? That's
we've
like a
all
daily.
Done it, man. And so I didn't think anything of it.
Nothing.
Okay, I was just like, yo, this is crazy. Oh, super fun. Jake's wedding, like after party. And about 15 minutes in, it's bound to happen. Someone starts pounding on the door.
I gotta get in there.
You know, classic. Like, I gotta use a bathroom. But it was a kind of a bathroom in a corner. I thought we were fine. Just bam, 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 bam. Mind you, I'm already in my, I had already been in my boxers because there's a pool there and I was swimming around. In it. And so it was just really easy for me to just hop in the secret bathroom and, you know, think I was safe. So bang, 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 pounding on the doors. You know me, I'm a funny guy. I start pounding back. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm just like,
I love that. That's a great move.
And so there's a person pounding from the outside, me pounding from the inside, quite literally. Like, I'm pounding in many ways. Uh-oh. And we wrap it up. And
did you wrap it up?
I didn't wrap it up.
Fuck.
I didn't wrap it up, but then we wrapped it up. And then, fuck, my dad's going to hate
no,
my dog. My
oh, yeah. He was he in the corner of the bathroom?
Yeah. He was like, no. So sorry, Greg. And then it's a classic conversation of, you know, who leaves the bathroom first? Or do you leave at the same time? If you're a couple, like, I think it's pretty normal to leave at the same time. But, like,
never at the same fucking time. Even if you're a couple, you can't walk out of a bathroom in Vegas at the same time. That actually could get you kicked out of the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, if anyone from the club is watching this, like, oh, by the way, I'll never do it again.
Furthermore, I'm pretty sure you just got a $40,000 plug at this point. Chaos. At the Palms, Las Vegas. I don't think you're that mad about the fucking bathroom.
So we decided that she goes first. So I was like, all right, you go out there. I'll meet you in like 10 minutes. And she opens the door. She goes out and the door goes to shut. The door doesn't even get remotely close to shutting. And this hand, boom, slams the door. And this girl walks in, runs in.
Whom you know?
Oh,
you know
whom
well.
I know is an understatement. This girl, she's
feisty.
She's one of my LA girls, and like, I'm not gonna use names, but she was not happy. She goes, "What the fuck are you doing? Fucking that whore in front of me!" I'm like,
Oh my gosh.
First off, I'm like, this is out of a movie. Like, I can't believe this is happening around. And so my mind goes into panic mode. I'm like, hey. She's like, what the fuck? You're just gonna fuck some whore in front of me. I was like, so you know me, deflect with comedy, like smoke screens. Boof, boof, boof. I go, first off, how dare you assume we had sex? That is disrespectful to me and that woman. And by the way, do you have any idea who she is? She goes, I don't give a fuck who she is.
Why would you? How would you feel if you saw some guy just fucking me? I go, I probably wouldn't put myself in that situation. But again, why are you assuming we had sex? You don't know what took place. And do you know who that is? She's like, who, Logan? I go, this is from the back of my mind. I'm like, that is the daughter of the Prime Minister of Britain. Because in my mind, I'm like, if I throw enough smoke screens, I can confuse her.
Bro,
I can make her.
Immediately her eyes started spinning She went into hypnosis mode, and Logan just ran. She was stuck. And then when she woke up like 20 minutes later, she's like, where is he?
She just forgot. Was it like a Men in Black, like a snapshot thing?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping would happen. And it kind of worked because it diffused her a little bit, right? Her brain kind of shorted out. She
didn't confuse her, diffused her.
Both.
Fantastic.
Diffuse.
So you scooted out of there.
No. Oh, there was a full on.
You're still in the lion's den.
20 minute argument. To be honest, bro, she was in the lion's den because I had you both know this girl. I've warned her. That'll be the fourth time where I straight up I'm like, yo, yeah. I'm not like the perfect guy you think I am at this point in my life. I don't really want to be in a relationship. I didn't even know she was going to be at the wedding. She was going to be there.
I've talked to her a thousand fucking times about this, dude. Bro. I talked to her about it the day after it happened, the day before it happened, the week before it happened, and the week after it happened.
The problem is...
she knows, but I'm like, yo, literally, like, how long are you going to let this go on for? Like, you're obviously hurt. You're obviously upset.
Bro, I've said that to her. I've said that to her. The problem is, there's a lot. The problem is, I do enjoy her company. I don't lie. Like some fuckboys like lie about like, you know, I want to be with you. I don't say any of that. I just am like, yo, I enjoy being around you. I like your company. You're fun to hang with.
Yeah.
We've been over this before. You are a little bit nicer than the average like person that is able to keep that boundary to your girls, which is great, but you do confuse them.
Yes.
I mean, you had a goddamn.
Oh no.
You had a goddamn agreement with her about her having your child, and she was going to sign a thing that said you get $250,000.
It wasn't an agreement. I think Hayden wrote it up.
He did.
Hayden wrote it on a piece of paper. He's like, sign here to
accept Logan's baby.
Yeah, like it wasn't a real contract. Or you wrote it up.
When you start talking to girls about babies.
I think there was a layer.
It was
of
a joke, bro.
There.
We make jokes. It was a fucking joke.
By the way, toothbrushes here. Like, what's the plural for toothbrushes?
Toothbry.
Yeah, toothbry.
So anyways, after 20 minutes, I'm like, fuck. You know, I finally am able to like, and this not is really not amicably at all. It's horrible. So she storms out, and I'm like, all right, I can finally get back to my friends now. I walk out. All I have is my boxers. I have no phone, no wallet, no shoes, no shorts, no shirt, nothing. Because I'd given them to Danny and my friends so I could jump in the pool. No problem. I'll just go find Danny and my friends. Club's empty. Everyone's gone. Everyone like in our section is gone. At the top section. 4:30 a.m. Everyone's gone. I'm like, all right, shit. Like, God, you put me through a test right now. No problem. No fucking problem. So drunk Logan Paul goes stumbling down the stairs with a pulled hamstring. I'm like limping across the chaos, the Palms Hotel, and I see a security guard. I'm like, security, sir, mister, could you tell me if I find a taxi? He's like, what? I said, could you give me the nearest taxi? He's like, I got you. So he takes me, walks me through the hotel. All I have is this towel around my waist. Again, no shoes. I don't even know how I'm going to pay the taxi. I got no wallet. And here I am, like, this is it. I don't know where to go. I don't know Armani's home address. The last place I know is that ratchet ass ghost hotel that y'all were staying at. I don't even know the name of it. I don't even know if y'all are going to be awake, if Danny's there. And right as we are about to leave, out of the corner of my eye, I see sweet angelic Danny playing a game of blackjack.
Losing more money.
And I'm like, yes! And I'm like, Danny! She's like, oh my God! She goes, we're about to leave. I was like, thank God you didn't. So she gives me my shoes, my pants, my shirt, my wallet, my life slowly coming back together. Still no phone. We'll worry about that later. But slowly it's coming back together. No problem. Meet up with Mike 5 minutes later. Phone. Bam.
He came out to me, by the way. He came out to me at one point. He goes, I need you to take this. And it was his phone. It was dead, cracked.
It broke because I jumped in the water.
I go, I got you, brother. Yeah. And I took it with me. I had that in the back pocket as I proceeded to lose even more money. I said, by the way, really quickly, I got down to zero. One of the kids from Crave Cafe, I'm going to give you a free shout out because this happened. He came up to me, Samer and Samir. gave me $20. He goes, you could do it, man. I'm like, bro, I'm down $2,800. If I come back to $2,800 from your $20, that's a fucking miracle,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Ran that shit. 20, then I bet 40, then I bet 80, then I bet 160, then I bet 320. Kept going, then I broke the, and I won all of those, and then I broke the bets down a little, went to 200, 300. Before you knew it, 3K back on the fucking table. Logan comes over, takes his phone. I lost all that shit. Every fucking dollar.
That's how it works, bro. Such is
gone,
life.
Gone, dude.
So then, look, my life is, look, in a full piece again. No problem. I'm going to go sleep for a couple hours, and then I'm going to go to London, and then Ibiza, right? Where I can just, like, chill. Not really.
Any incidents in Spain
with fans? Spain was, our security guard is like a 30-year like military veteran. And so we were pretty, his name's Keith. Shout out Keith. We were pretty secure. I'm trying to think if we had, I'm looking through my notes here, if we had any incidents. We had one incident. We got kicked out of a club and an airport.
What happened with the airport situation? You guys had to pay for what, 20K flight to get out of there?
I don't know if this will make it.
Why?
Just because it's like a whole like airport security threat.
No, it's not. Do you know what happened?
Is it because you looked like Thanos? They thought Thanos was coming into the airport.
I'll say, and Jed, if you want to cut it, go ahead and cut it. So first, we got really, really, really inebriated, drunk one night. And security was around. And I'm always tentative when Jake and I are like talking about like personal shit when we're drunk because it gets emotional. We talk about whatever. I saw this girl out of the corner of my eye. And she's like doing one of these, like outside the club. And so I tell my security guard, I'm like, yo, like, could you check that girl and make sure she's not filming? And so Keith goes up to her. He's like, hey, excuse me. Like, I appreciate you not film. And she goes, oh, like, I wasn't filming. And by the way, this is my fucking club. So I don't know who these kids are. Please leave now. So I was like, and Keith is like, yo, turns out the girl owns the club. She does want you guys to leave now. I was like, no problem.
I don't know why that moment is always so satisfying to me, whether it's me that does it or him, when we like try to big up on people and they're like, yeah, man, like I get that you guys are like popping on IG and YouTube and shit, but this is my place. Yeah. And so you guys have like, to go.
I have $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
I can literally escort you out here in my jet.
She was nice. She was nice about it. And by the way, I don't think we got kicked out. I think she was like, this is my club. And then we were like, oh, we should probably leave and not disrespect this girl anymore.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So we were, then the next morning, obviously really hungover, like every morning. And bro, when I'm hungover, I'm sure everyone who's hungover gets like this. Like you're just a little extra goofy and fun and reckless and you don't give a lot of shits. So we were at the airport and I don't want to be there. Like traveling hungover is the worst. I don't want to be there. I'm like kind of just messing around, like doing my thing, like shades on, still look like a mess, like gold chain, 3 buttons down, tropical t-shirt.
Cartier bands.
Yeah. So I go, there's, you know where you get checked in, you checked your bags in?
Yep. Security.
Not security. Where you check your bag in. Yeah, right before that. Check your bag in. There's a bunch of empty kiosks, like from, cause some airline was not up and running at that moment. There was like maybe like 5 of them. And there was a chair behind one of them. And I was, dude, the chair was like just glowing. It was radiating. I'm like, I was like, I need to sit there. Cause like, there's nowhere to sit in the airport that's comfortable if you haven't gone past security. So I'm like, I need to sit there. So I walk over, I sit in this chair, sunglasses on. I kind of just close my eyes for a second. All of a sudden I hear some commotion. And some lady's counting down. She goes 3, 2, and I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden she hits 1 and I'm like, whoa, easy. What's good? And turns out she had apparently said, I'm going to give you 3. She goes, I'm going to give you 3 seconds to leave. 3, 2, 1. That was her cadence.
Quick. That's a quick.
I've never seen the quicker countdown. That there was no chance. Even if I was sober, I would have made that countdown. So I didn't make the countdown. And, some guy came out of the back. He was livid. He's like, find another airline, blah, blah. We didn't get kicked out of the airport. I'm exaggerating. The airline would not let us fly with them.
Wow.
So they go, he goes, find another airline, leave. It wasn't like a security thing. It was just that airline we had upset. I had upset them. And then Blue was filming too, which upset them. Blue, Jake's videographer, because he was filming the whole thing. And so we tried to book another flight. We just sat around in the airport for a while and we had to get a private jet that cost $20,000. So there was a $20,000 mistake on my end. But then again, like, bro, even our security guard, Keith, who has been in the military for 30 years, he goes, I've never seen a group of people more irate in my life than them. Like they were, like a switch was flipped and they weren't having it and it was over for Jake and I. That was it. And so we got to take a private jet, which was actually awesome.
I feel like the...
To London.
Like the conversation here has started to set up this like pattern of debauchery, which I think... I don't want people to watch this episode and be like, yo, this kid's completely off his fucking rails.
Why? I am.
And my favorite part of all this shit...
Hey, what are you talking about?
My favorite part of all this shit is... All those naysayers, the Mike is a bad influence people. Whew.
That's what I realized. I was actually worse without Mike. I really was. Like, I was worse without Mike. But you know who it was?
I don't know, bro. You were vegan when you were living with me.
Bro.
Easy.
You were insane.
Just take a fuck.
You were literally Jesus
Nobody
Christ.
Nobody wants that part of Logan Paul either, okay?
I don't know.
No, bro. George asked me if I was depressed. He goes, are you depressed? I've never seen you like this.
Who?
When? George, when I was vegan. Look, bro, let's revert.
Let's get out of here.
You're right. When I'm with Jake, that's the problem. When I'm with Jake, it's like a converging tectonic plates, and we just go crazier and build each other up, and next thing you know...
Yeah, but he said I'm the bad influence.
Well, in many ways you are. Like, you made me drink. You force-fed me alcohol last night,
The last night, and you had three drinks, and we went to sleep at, like, 11:30. We probably read the Bible before
A good
we went to
influence
bed.
Encourages someone to do things that are going to grow them, benefit them.
Fact.
Bad influence encourages someone to keep doing bad things.
Fact.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of unce music in Ibiza, a lot of dancing, a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol. Like everyone has, bro, the amount of pinkies that people try to shove down my throat, I'm like dodging pinkies left and right with like powder on the ass. I'm like, no, get the fuck out.
Get away from me.
Bro, it's crazy. I'm like, I become like Kung Fu Panda out here.
It's wild.
Hey, you ever think of just wearing one of those masks that people wear at the airport
I've seen that. that's actually a great idea. I should have done that. I have so many stories. They're all crazy. I had one with a celebrity.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
I didn't tell you this story.
No.
I don't want to say the celebrity though, so is it going to be worth
it? Yeah, no. It makes it whack.
Tell a story though. Let's hear it.
No, it makes it whack.
I think
then you just end with no payoff. It's like if somebody gives you a hand job and doesn't finish.
Yeah.
You guys see Hobbs and Shaw?
No.
I saw it. You want to know how?
Oh. Got invited to the premiere.
Got invited to the premiere by Universal. They hit me up. They emailed me and said, hey, Mike, we see what you're doing out here.
Whoa.
We want to know if you want to come see the premiere before anybody else sees it.
Are you macro, dog?
Oh, I got a new word. Midfluencer.
There we go. Wow.
Midfluencer. It's right between micro and macro, dude.
Midfluencer.
I talked about the review on The Night Shift. I'm sure some of you watched that insane show. But I'll say it's a good movie. It's a classic. I didn't say classic. I didn't mean that. It's a good movie. At one point, The Rock is able to, this isn't really much of a buster here, but The Rock's able to command a Black Hawk helicopter with one arm and a tow truck with the other, and he's able to reconnect them with his fucking pectoral muscles, which, by the way, that's real as shit, dude. Like, that happened.
That wasn't CGI. He did his own stunt. Yeah.
And I went, dude, and I saw it, and then I did a review on The Night Shift, and now they're like, yo, we want to invite you to all our premieres, so they invited me to the new Big Kids movie.
Oh, I might go see that with George tonight.
Why wouldn't you just come to the premiere with me?
I think it's already out, dog.
Oh, shit. Did I miss
it? Yeah, you definitely missed it.
Fuck. Whoops. Yeah, shout out Universal.
My conclusion with Hobbs and Shaw was this. Just plain and simple. The Rock is the Johnny Sins of Hollywood.
All right, easy. Interesting. Easy, champ. What are you saying?
What are you saying?
Last time I saw Johnny Sins, he was wearing a button-down t-shirt. His tie was swung around his neck, and he was blowing some chick's back out over a fucking desk.
Yes, that's The Rock in Hollywood. Just fucking extreme conquer takeover.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
I love when you look over to mark timestamps. It's my favorite. I've gotten so accustomed to it.
that's not a timestamp look. I just like to just look around, bro.
Oh.
See what's good.
Because this garage is great looking, by the way.
It is a nice garage, dude.
What else do we got? I kind of skipped over this, but as I was arguing with that girl in the bathroom of chaos, she said a line which is I thought was funny and
you said we were getting married.
No, she said I can't tell if I want to punch you in the face or have your babies. But I feel like even the girl who does end up having my babies will feel like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Like I want to be challenged, dude.
You're challenging.
Oh, I'm difficult. I'm way difficult. That's why I need to be challenged. Like when a girl can like maintain eye contact with me for a bit and challenge my ideas and beliefs, and we can do this and then do this.
I remember
that's awesome.
I remember the last girl that did a good job of that. You fucking wifed her up forever. You dated her.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's how it works.
That girl.
Was it like a single use bathroom or was it like a big bathroom?
It was a big bathroom. It was a big bathroom.
Oh, yeah. That's.
Oh no. It was a big single use bathroom. Gotcha. Yeah.
Are we back to talking about the bathroom?
Just really quick. I did one more note on that. When she came out after you guys had the argument, she came out and I was like, "Oh my god, what's up?" And went to give her a hug and she said, "Get your hands off of me!"
Oh shit!
And threw my arms to the side and I think most people would be like, "Why did that just happen? Like, what have I done to wrong you?" And I simply went, "Oh." And I literally didn't even take a quarter of a second in my brain to think of what happened. I just moved on to the next person and just started to have a,
oh, I forgot to say,
dumb conversation.
Later, I heard stories that the girl I was actually with that night, I heard stories that she was walking around the club crying.
Yep, that's
they're
true.
Like, people ask me, what did you do to that girl in the bathroom? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, she left the bathroom crying. Or no, she. I saw her crying later, and she sent me a text. It turns out
tears of happiness.
No,
she had
thought that I invited the other girl
for the trayway
in the bathroom right after for some sort of like follow up.
Yeah, no, a tray.
Oh no.
Oh, like you were like, all right, I'm done here. Thank you. And yes, then on to yes, number 42. Yes.
She thought I did that. And, wow. And this girl kind of likes me too, and so that broke her heart. So like. That was just a really nasty situation. So I had to explain to her and fortunately she believed me. I was like, hey, like first off, how the fuck is that even possible? Like any dude who's capable, both like from a like pure savage level and like a physical like penis standpoint, like I'm not even gonna give you a round of applause, but like, well, that's something, man. I don't have it in me.
Yeah. I'm curious. Like, do you think you'll ever delete this episode when you're like married and like cuffed?
Yo,
like,
are we
still swimming around in the digital, you know, ocean like 20 years from now, right now?
I've thought about this before. I've thought about this before. And I turn to examples and models of where this may be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's
plenty to choose from.
Take any single rock star in the world.
Yeah.
Take any single rock. You think, or even not even rock star, celebrity that like has a desire to live a really like crazy lifestyle. I don't think any of their wives or loved ones doesn't know what they did in their past.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like an accepted overall, like, and by the way, bro, your girl has a past. The girl you end up with, like, we all got this. We all got a past, sometimes a little crazier than not, but I'm not going to be with a girl who doesn't like me because she's going to love me because I'm fucking crazy, you know? And when I can, by the way, when I can channel that energy into one person, it's the greatest thing in the history of mankind.
I think there's
like,
also,
and likewise, when I feel that it's the best. So there's like a give and take. And I especially learned this with my last relationship. It's like, everyone has a past. Put the shit behind you. Don't judge them based on that and just move forward and trust that it's going to be great.
Dude, I'm still floating around waiting on some double dates, bro.
We just went on one last night. It sucked.
Yeah,
because you drank too much.
Hey, I might. Oh, I didn't tell you this because you don't live in the house anymore.
No,
I met a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
It, like a serious thing?
No, not at all. just met her, but she's cool. I could see it getting like somewhat legit. Maybe.
That's
promising.
Youngster.
That's promising.
Yeah. But
hey, really quick, one thing on the girl that locks people like me or him down. I think there's like a level of power that they attain from that lock. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, I stepped up and I fucking tamed that bull. But no, but seriously, like these girls are like, yo, like you saw what this dude was doing. Then he met me and I stopped all that shit.
My last girl said she will only fall in love with these types of dudes because like, unfortunately, dudes that do that tend to be like conquerors in a way, like smooth, charismatic. And it's not always like that, but there's definitely a rare trait of ability, I'll say is the word.
Rico that, Suave, Casanova
yeah,
type
yeah, like,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I fucked in the cabana while you were gone, dude.
Like, are you saying you're Rico Suave?
I mean, but no, but like, yeah, we got the ways, bro. Humor. fucking
you're a funny guy, man. You're funny, really funny.
Like, we could have conversations. Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, yeah. Dylan just held up a sign. This is Jeffrey Epstein.
Such a weird time. Such a weird time. Because I just, I know I could have waited.
He just went right into
it. But I said, fuck it, dude.
Jeffrey fucking Epstein. What? What is this?
Why don't I lead this one in just because of the topic?
Okay, go.
Jeffrey Epstein, ladies and gentlemen, was going to go to trial for allegedly sexually trafficking young women, very young women. And just a couple days ago, as I'm sure you know if you're watching this episode, he killed himself in his prison cell. Dylan's giving me the quote, on the air quotes, because he killed himself. And there's a lot of speculation and a lot of eyes on this matter right now because he was on 24/7 suicide watch. Was he still at the time of the...
So he was.
I heard he was off at the time.
They told the maintenance guy, they told the guards to get out because we're doing maintenance in the cells, and the cameras just so happened to not work at the same time.
And so within hours of the news of this breaking, the biggest thing that started to happen is we had two hashtags on Twitter that started to elevate. Now, I don't remember which one came first, but obviously there's been all this back and forth about the Clinton body count. So hashtag Clinton body count on Twitter started to blow up and people started to say, Hillary's hit squad has come after him again. They got him this time again. And so it added to Hillary's. But then people realized, wow, this dude's really fucking good friends with Trump, and Trump has a lot more to lose than Clinton. The Clintons are, they're just family people now. They ain't got nothing to fucking hide. They don't give a shit. And so then Trump body count hashtag started to rise. And so you had a battle between Trump body count and Clinton body count. And it's just been a wild couple days in the political arena.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that, man. That whole thing is... I hate that I can't know.
I thought it was interesting how Trump and I'm pretty sure the Clintons were both on his flight manifests to go down to his island.
Pedophilia Island.
I don't know if Trump went down to the island. I know the Clintons did from what I read. Like, that's wild to me. You know, like, this guy was doing stuff that clearly got him in trouble. You know, this, I don't know all the details, right? Because you could go, you could know this guy, you could miss his, who he really is. But that's crazy. These people of power are doing these types of things.
For sure. It's wild.
I think it's cool that we're becoming aware of it, you know, because I think people were talking about this guy for a long time.
Hell yeah, dude.
And for him to get in trouble now, you know, it's because people are talking about it. They're becoming aware of these things. But when you say like sex trafficking, like for me, at least, I'll just speak for myself. When I hear that, I'm like, I can't even fathom it.
Yeah.
But to think that it's people who are hanging out with our presidents and like, it's in,
but it also is more, but it also is prevalent too. Like, you saw the shit with Robert Kraft earlier this year. Like, there's some fucked up shit happening in that top circle of the world where they feel so untouchable. But the one thing I will say about Epstein is I feel like a lot of times now, because of the theatrics of everything, I think I tweeted about this the other day, that Trump has so much found his niche in owning the theatrics. He's activated his base on theatrics. And so every time he makes a tweet about this or that, his group's like, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, he's trained his little group of monkeys to like applaud when he does crazy shit. And so this, on both sides of the aisle, the Epstein situation is one of those theatrics, because my thought is this dude probably was like, yo, I'm going up against charges of trafficking teenage girls. I don't want my family to have to go through this. I don't want to have to go through this. So I'm going to take this way out. Trump didn't kill him. Hillary Clinton didn't fucking kill him. Like, let's be honest, people. The dude didn't want to face trial and he hung himself. Well, it happens all the time.
So that's what
time.
You think?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the alternate route, which is very, you know, doable as well. There's documented evidence that Clinton was on the island, Jeffrey Epstein's island, when there was underage girls present. And there was multiple times where he ordered his security to like vanish. So when you think about I'm speaking for what the conspiracy theories are saying, is that he, you know, was killed because he had information that could really expose the Clintons. Because when you're on trial and you're caught, you know, you could start talking.
But he has that same, he has that. Trump's AG. Yeah. No, Trump put the guy who runs the jail in charge. So it's like he was the oversight person. So both of them have so much, and by the way, it wasn't just Clinton. Trump also, and I'm trying to remain as middle ground as possible here. Clinton has done fucked up shit. Hillary's done fucked up shit. But Trump has hundreds of pictures with Epstein. They were boys. They were boys, like best boys. Okay. And he kept Epstein in his circle when he became president. Epstein's been a part of his crew. He's one of his cronies. And so like, yeah, I don't know who would have put the hit out if that were what happened, but my guess is the dude said, yo, I don't want to fucking go to jail for this.
But take out the who did it and just the fact that.
Yeah, like it could.
Crazy.
Easily could have been done.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild
stuff.
And there's
newer ones. I mean, I don't want to make it look like they stopped hanging out. They're fucking homies, dude.
Bro, you can feel people's energy. And I, like, every person we know that, like, does bad things, every person that I know that, like, I know, like, is doing stuff they shouldn't be doing behind the scenes, I can feel that before it needs to be told to me. Ray Diaz, for example, always just rubbed me the wrong fucking way. Uh-huh. It's the most, when I was around the dude, it's like, there's something here that irks me. And sure enough, all that shit exploded with him.
There's another one I think of.
Too. I know. Yeah.
And exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, there's a decent amount. But.
I hope that our generation and coming generations start to get to the point where, you know, enough's enough. And like these people who are in power, like we're seeing it. So it's in front of us now. Like 20 years ago, you could have said these things about sex trafficking and human trafficking. And it'd be like, yo, shut up. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's real. It's right there.
What did you say?
Go to Jim Carrey's latest tweet.
Ooh. Jim Carrey's always got fire. But hopefully younger people start to wake up and we realize that, you know, this system that we have in the United States, yes, it's great. I'm not going to be the one to, you know, bitch about it all the time. But, yo, there's a lot of messed up people that are manipulating these seats of power.
And not even just the government, but also corporate. And that whole
corporate's
list.
Above the government. They're the ones pulling all the strings.
For sure. Yeah. But like the thing is like I don't know that even if you shake up the structure, which I think is something that you're interested in, by the way, I'm interested as well, that will ever change. The abuse of power to garner the ability to do things that aren't in normal people's lane is something that's happened since the beginning of time. Senators in fucking Greece and Rome.
It has, but when you go to other countries, it's just non-existing compared to what it is here.
I don't believe that.
It is. Like when you go.
I don't believe that for a second. I've seen multiple stories of royals, of horrible, things that have happened in countries. I would be careful to say that it only happens in America. You've got.
No. I never said it only happens in America. I'm saying when you go to other countries, you see that it is. There's areas where there's systems in place, there's structures in place that this stuff doesn't
like
happen.
Checks and balances.
You know, there's like when you go to the EU, like this is probably not the best example, but when you go to the EU, landfills are banned. Like you have to recycle. You have to do these things. When you're in the United States, we have all this land. We have, you know, we can do what we want. Like
put in the ocean.
Yeah,
whatever.
We can do it. So when you look at other countries, there are structures, there are things in place that are better.
But I do also think of the flip side of it where like for example, in like Iran or North Korea, specifically North Korea, that dude will just kill 50, 60 people on any given day. Yeah. Members of his family, by the way, he'll like, you know what? I don't like my uncle, his wife, his kids, or anyone else around him. I want all of them dead. And literally, they'll just line them up in the street and shoot all of them.
Right.
And so it's like there's
places where it's much worse.
And so you're right. I think we sit somewhere in the middle, maybe, you know, like the shit. Because imagine the other thing is too, imagine the shit we don't see. Now we're starting to see a lot more of it, but still there's probably...
Oh, yeah.
Terrible shit.
I mean, imagine all of the wars, all of the bullying that our country does. You know, all of that.
For sure.
And, you know, to have our freedoms that we have here, like what it costs. I know it's getting sidetracked though.
No, it's very true.
What a show.
Yeah,
we covered a lot of gas.
We really did. Let us know what you guys think of this episode. The boys only. The boys are back, even though Spencer doesn't live here anymore. No problem.
You might as well.
Dude, I'll be here.
No, we'll send you schedules, bro.
No, he should be. He should be here. He should be here, hanging out in the sun. We don't even hang out in the. Why did I say that?
I do. I pet my pigs in the sun
for like 4 minutes.
No, I do. I do.
You're chilling with your animals. Yeah. I like that.
All right, listen, guys. Thanks for watching. Hit that subscribe button. We freaking love you. We'll see you Wednesday. Thanks for watching Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Take it easy, fam.
Peace.
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.